What is now a land of cities on the east coast of North America was once a forest land where woodland hunters roamed in search of game. One of these forest tribes was called Algonquin. The Algonquins were the first to welcome the English, French, and Dutch settlers to the New World. Being hunters, the Algonquins didn't settle in communities, but split up into hunting bands to search for food. About every 6 months, all the bands would rejoin their tribes and come together with other tribes for a great general meeting they called a powwow. At a powwow, they talked of many things, but always in the evening, there was time for stories of their heroes, particularly animal heroes who had magical power. The Algonquins thought that long ago, when the world was new, many of the animals had human form, before the day they all put on their feathers, furs, and scales. One of their favorite heroes was Great Rabbit, who was sometimes called by his Indian name, Manabozho. Being hunters, the Algonquins enjoyed telling the tale of Rabbit and the Man in the Moon. Long ago, the story tells, Great Rabbit walked the earth as a man. He lived in the wigwam of his old grandmother and hunted for their food in the surrounding forest. In winter, Rabbit depended on his skill as a trapper. Wearing his white coat, he followed the tracks of the animals to their favorite waterholes and laid his traps near those streams. To lay a trap, Rabbit hung a noose from a small sapling tree that he bent over to the ground. In the noose, he placed the bait so that as soon as it was touched, the trap would be sprung. When an animal sniffed the bait, the noose tightened, and the animal was dangling helplessly high off the ground as the bent-over sapling sprang back to an upright position. For many winters, Rabbit had made the rounds of his traps each morning, and every day he came home with food for himself and his grandmother. But one morning, he found his traps empty. There were plenty of animal tracks around them, but every trap was empty. They were all empty again the next day, and Rabbit knew that someone was robbing his traps, stealing his catch. But who? If Rabbit didn't catch the thief soon, he and his grandmother would starve. So he decided he would have to get up very early in the morning to catch the thief at work. But no matter how early he got up, the thief had been there before him, and the traps were empty. One morning after a new snowfall, he found the mark of a long foot near one of his traps, and he knew it was the footprint of the game robber. It was a long, narrow footprint, as light as a moonbeam, the longest footprint he had ever seen. So Rabbit said to his grandmother, "The man of the long foot who robs my traps is always ahead of me, no matter how early I get up. So I will stay by my traps all night and watch for him, and I will make a trap especially for him." That night, Rabbit went out, and by the light of the moon, he carefully laid a noose around one of his traps. He carried the other end of the rope to a clump of small trees near a stream. Hiding behind the trees, he waited for the thief to walk into his trap. He sat very quietly, listening for the man of the long foot to appear. There were no clouds in the sky, and the moon and the stars lit up the forest with a beautiful light. Suddenly, the moon disappeared, and Rabbit couldn't help being a little afraid. And then he heard a sound. The thief was coming, sneaking up on the trap. Suddenly, a dazzling white light was all around the trap, a light so bright that it almost blinded him. He pulled the bowstring to spring the trap. Then he heard a great roar. The white light was dancing around, and Rabbit knew he had caught his prisoner. The man of the long foot was trapped at last. Rabbit came out of his hiding place, but as he approached the trap, the light was so bright he could barely look at it. It burned his eyes so. He ran to the stream and splashed cold water on his eyes. But it didn't help. His eyes still burned, and tears were running down his face because of the bright light. He picked up handfuls of snow and threw snowballs at the light, thinking that might put it out. But as the snowballs came to the light, they melted and fell like rain. Rabbit was angry at the light. It hurt his eyes. It melted his snowballs. There must be something he could do to put out the light. Then he noticed the mud at the bottom of the stream. He scooped up big handfuls of the black mud and threw mud balls as hard as he could at the terrible light. They landed against something, and then a voice came from behind the shining light.
Stop! Why did you trap me? I am the man in the moon, and I must be back in the sky before morning. It is almost dawn now.
Rabbit yelled back.
Why is the man in the moon robbing my traps?
The moon roared at Rabbit for daring to question him.
You do not speak that way to the man in the moon. You have already spotted my face with mud. And if you do not untie me at once, I will burn out your eyes.
Poor Rabbit. He was really frightened, but he called out,
I will set you free if you promise never to come back to Earth and never to rob me again.
And the moon said,
I promise it by my white light.
Rabbit approached his prisoner very carefully. He kept his eyes closed because of the light, but he could feel the tears running down his face, and his lips quivered from fright. At last, he made a mad dash into the light and cut the noose with his teeth. And the man in the moon hurried back to the sky, for the tip of the sun was just starting to come up in the east. But poor Rabbit was almost blinded from freeing the moon, and his shoulders were scorched from the heat. That happened long ago, when Rabbit walked the earth in the form of a man. But even today, when all rabbits look like rabbits, the rabbit blinks, and his eyelids are pink, and they become watery when he looks at a bright light. His lip still quivers, and his shoulders are yellow, even when he wears his white winter coat, because they were scorched that winter night long ago when Rabbit caught the man in the moon in his trap. And the moon will always remember the night he met Great Rabbit. He kept his promise and has never come back to Earth. He stays in his home in the sky, lighting up the world at night. But if you look hard, you'll see that his face isn't completely white. He still has the dark spots made by the mud balls that Great Rabbit threw at him that winter night long ago, when the world was new.